USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former New York City Police Department detective who appeared before Congress 2 weeks ago seeking funds for 9/11 victims has died. John Clements reports.
Luis Alvarez, who served 20 years as a U.S. Marine, then with the NYPD, had spent 3 months at Ground Zero after 9/11, has died from cancer at the age of 53. Alvarez appeared on Capitol Hill on June 11th, seeking funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
In a statement from his family, they declared, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he had touched." I'm John Clemens.
Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump dismissed Jimmy Carter's swipe at the legitimacy of his presidency, calling it nothing more than, quote, a Democrat talking point, end quote, while offering his own digs at the 94-year-old Jimmy Carter. Speaking to reporters at a press conference in Japan, Trump said he was surprised by the former president's comments, alleging that Russian interference in the 2016 election was responsible for putting him in the White House. And he punched back, though with a somewhat muted response, at least for Trump. He said, quote, look, he was a nice man. He was a terrible president. He's a Democrat. And it's a typical talking point. He's loyal to the Democrats, and I guess you should be, end of quote, adding that everybody now understands I won not because of Russia, but because of no one but myself. Jimmy Carter, speaking during a discussion on human rights at a resort in Leesburg, Virginia, said there's no doubt that the Russians did interfere in 2016. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Food and Drug Administration has once again expanded its recall of widely prescribed blood pressure drugs because of contamination with a chemical linked to cancer. The latest recall targets the drug Losartan, sold by McLeod's Pharmaceuticals. The company said that it would recall all the affected batches. Losartan is a generic receptor blocker, or ARB, and is used to treat high blood pressure as well as heart failure. Over the last year, scores of batches of generic ARBs have been withdrawn from the market 45 times due to the presence of chemical contaminants, which have been linked to an increased risk of certain kinds of cancer. Former FDA chairman Scott Gottlieb believes this never should have happened in the first place.
This is tragic, and it's deeply concerning that people were exposed to this. It shouldn't have happened. If you didn't know to look for this, this would have been very hard to detect.
The FDA investigation into the contaminants continues. Burning Man organizers say they won't challenge the United States Bureau of Land Management plans to cap their attendance at current levels under a new 10-year permit, but they will fight any move toward federally sanctioned screenings for weapons and drugs at the celebration. The BLM proposed in a impact statement that a private security firm eventually would be hired to screen all vehicles, participants, vendors, contractors, staff, and volunteers upon entry to the temporary Black Rock City in the northern Nevada desert, about 100 miles north of Reno. Burning Man organizers say that would subject a peaceable gathering of people to searches without probable cause. This is USA Radio News.